姐妹们，主内平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters in the Lord.
今天我感谢神，让有机会跟大家继续分享以弗所书。
And today I want to thank the Lord. I have this opportunity to share God's word with you.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们为你的话语献上我们的感谢。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we want to give thanks for your word.
天父，你的话语是我们生命的来源。
Lord, your word is the source of our life.
也是我们一生所做所行的标准。
And it's also the standard to guide our whole life.
就请你怜悯我们。
Lord, please have mercy on us.
怜悯我们的无知跟无能。
And have mercy on our ignorance and incapabilities.
我们把这个讲台仰望在你的手中。
We commit our podium into your hand.
就请圣灵在我们当中来使用我们。
Please let the Holy Spirit be among us and use us.
掌管我们的一切。
And control everything.
让神得到荣耀。
So may God be the glory.
也让我们得到造就
and we can be built up
祈求是奉主耶稣基督的圣名
we pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name
Amen,
Amen.
Amen. 今天跟大家讲以弗所书我们开始看第四章
Today, I want to talk about the book of Ephesians. We start with chapter 4.
我们知道使徒保罗的书信有一个特征。
And we know that apostles' letters have one this character.
它这个特征是前面的一半，通常它讲一些属灵的真理。
We know that for the first half of the book, he usually teaches the doctrines of the book.
后面的一半，他开始讲应用。
And the second half, he usually talks about the practice in the life.
我上一次在这里跟大家分享以弗所书的第二章。
And the last time I shared with you the book of Ephesians chapter 2.
那里谈到神如何建立教会。
And there, the book talked about how God built up his church.
那么第三章呢，是讲到主耶稣基督的丰富。
And chapter 3 is talking about all the fullness of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那么现在呢，我们从第四章开始就注注到前面所讲的一些真理的应用。
And now chapter 4 is focused on the applications in our life.
比方说第四章的第一节说，我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
For example, verse 1, it says, As a prisoner for the Lord, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
所以换句话说，从第四章开始，他要讲的是我们行事为人。
And use another word that start from chapter 4, he want to teach us how to live a life.
那么前面我们讲到了教会是神所创立的。
And before we talked about God built his own church.
第三节我们没有讲，第三章我们没有讲，那里讲的是主耶稣基督的丰盛跟主耶稣基督的爱。
I skipped the chapter 3, but there is talking about the fullness and glories of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以今天呢，我们就又讲怎么样把主耶稣的基督的爱应用在主耶稣基督所建造的教会里面。
Today in chapter 4, I want to study with you that how to use the truths that build in our life and build up the church.
所以这个题目是关怀与合一。
So the topic of today's sermon is caring and unity.
第四章第一节到第十六节我们都很熟悉。
We probably all familiar with these passages.
以前的人讲的时候很多人都注重在合一这方面。
And a lot of people was focusing on the unity.
今天呢，我特别强调关怀。
And today I want to emphasize the caring.
为什么我要强调关怀？
Why?
因为我们说过，我们要学习主耶稣的爱。
Because I talked about that we need to learn how Jesus loves his people.
耶稣基督的爱就是要我们彼此之间的关怀。
And the love of our Jesus Christ is teaching us to love one another.
所以我们今天从三方面来看。
So today I want to focus on three parts.
我们第一点，我们看教会的关怀是基于信徒的合一。
And first, I want to share with you that the foundation of the church caring is based on the unity of the church.
第二点，我们看到教会的关怀是基于信徒的恩赐。
And the second is based on the gift of the believers.
那么第三点呢，教会里面的关怀基于信徒的成熟。
And the third is the caring is based on the maturity of the believers.
换句话说，
use another word.
我们不合一，我们没有恩赐，我们不成熟，我们没有办法做到彼此之间的关怀。
Without unity, the gifts, and maturity, we can't have the caring ministry.
信徒关怀在于信徒的合一，是从第一节到第六节。
The unity, the caring based on the unity is focused on the Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 to 6.
那么这里呢，首先我们看到合一的要素。
The first we want to talk about the elements of the unity.
那么合一的要素，那么第二节讲得很清楚，也是我们今天的金句的背诵。
And verse 2 tells us clearly about the elements of the unity and also is our memory verse today.
凡事谦虚温柔忍耐用爱心互相宽容。
Be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love.
当我们谈到谦虚温柔的时候，
When we talk about humble and gentle,
我们常常觉得这两个字是同义字。
We think these two words are same.
可以说这样对，也可以说不对。
We can say it's right and.
其实呢，这两个字，这两个意思呢，是我们可以说是一个铜板的两面。
We can say it's a coin that has two sides.
谦虚。是人外表的表现。
Humility is the outward of the appearance, outward appearance of a person.
温柔是内心的态度。
And the meekness is the attitude of the heart.
我们首先看谦虚。
Let us see the humility first.
跟谦虚相反的是什么？
What is the opposite of humility?
就是骄傲。
It's pride.
一个谦虚的人可以促进人与人之间的和好，人与人之间的合一。
A humble person can make peace among people and can make unity among others.
可是骄傲的人呢？
What about the proud person?
骄傲的人是反而阻止了人与人之间的和好。
Pride prevents us to be peace with others.
他这个字写的看起来不太清楚啊。他这个意思是什么呢？ 这个意思就是说，一个骄傲的人常常要想办法把他自己看得比别人强，把他自己放在别人之上。
A proud person always wants to think himself is better than others and think himself is more important than others.
这样的人不可能促进人与人之间的和好。
This kind of person cannot make peace with others.
我们知道一个谦虚的人在神面前谦虚，他是顺服神的人。
We know a humble person before God, he must obey God.
那么一个谦虚的人在人面前，他会顺服人。
And the humble person before people that they will obey each other.
一个骄傲的人希望人家看得重他。
A proud person wants others to think him highly.
可是一个谦虚的人他不要人家把他看得很重。
But a humble person will not require others to take him important.
所以陶树讲过一句话 Tozer 讲过一句话 很有意思。
So Tozer said this.
他说一个谦虚的人很早就已经不把人家对他的看得重自己看得很重这个意思。
So Tozer said, if a person is humble, that he will not think it is important that how others take him serious or not.
所以我们要学习一个谦虚的态度，是我们人与人之间不要把别人看得比你低。
So we want to learn this attitude. Don't look others lower or less important than you.
这也是保罗在其他地方的教导，个人要看别人比自己强。
This is also taught by Apostle Paul that somewhere else that we should think others are important than us.
我们不要只顾念自己的事，也要顾念他人的事。
Not only to think our own business, but also care for others.
假如我们在人面前就像对神一样的顺服的话，
If we want to obey God,
假如人要跟我们争吵，
If we have a dispute with others,
我们会不会跟他去争吵？
Will we argue with them?
假如别人把我们轻视我们，
If others look down on us,
我们会不会去轻视他？
Will we repay back to look down on them?
对，这是值得我们自己在心里面思想的。
We need to think about all this.
这也就是我们怎么样应用在我们弟兄姐妹之间的相处。
This is how we apply God's word in our life among Christians.
那么第二点，我们看所谓的温柔。
And the second is the gentleness.
温柔有的人翻译作 gentleness， 我上面也写了，有的英文翻译作 meekness。这两个字可以彼此通用。
Meekness and gentleness, they are similar words.
温柔，我想问大家一下哈，在我们现在这个社会的文化当中，在我们所谓的人文教育当中，看得重要不重要？
How you think about the nowadays the society, how the society think about the gentleness and meekness?
我们知道在第一世纪耶稣在世的时候，希腊文化把温柔看得很不重要。
We know that when Jesus was around thattime that the Greek culture they don't look important about the meekness.
他们认为温柔是一个缺点。
They think meekness is weak.
认为温柔是一种软弱。
It's a weakness.
那我们现在呢？
What about now?
我们现在强调的一个是什么？
What we focus now?
我敢大胆说一句话，我们现在 属世的环境教育也好文化也好我们注重的是自己
And now the worldly culture teaches about self
我们是以自己为中心
And teach about us a self-centeredness
你们有没有听说过一个字哈英文叫 self-assertiveness
自我认可自我
你怎么翻都好我不会翻我找了字典翻出来很难听可是我就把这个意思跟你们讲、啊、self-assertiveness 我去查了 Google Dr. Google 说这叫自我嚣张 我说这个不好我去问 Dr. Webster Webster 他跟我讲什么呢他说这个字的意思啊，包括野心Ambition 包括凶猛 Fierce 还包括 Pushy 我不晓得一个中文怎么翻法 Pushy Pushy 这都不是一个很好的含义可是我们强调我们的小孩子我们很多在教育方面从小就是要教他们要 Be self assertive
But in our family, we often focus on teach our kids be self-assertiveness.
为什么我们不强调温柔?
Why we not emphasize gentleness?
这是因为我们对温柔的误解。
Because we misunderstand what is meekness.
温柔并不表示软弱。
Meekness doesn't mean it's weak.
温柔并不表示是缺点。
It's not a shortcoming.
我们不能说一个温柔的人，人人都可以去欺负他。
We can't say that if you're meek, then everybody will look down on you.
事实上，你要做一个温柔的人，你要有很坚定的毅力。
Actually, if you want to become a meek person, that you must have make a big decision for doing that.
一个温柔的人要从心理学来讲是他要把他自己的情绪控制得好
If from the point of view of the psychology that a meek person that they can control their emotions
那么换句话说他可以控制情绪不冲动
And they will not act emotionally
不乱发脾气
They will not throw their anger around.
那么什么人不能够控制自己的情绪?
What are the people that they cannot control their emotion?
我们中国人说一句话，三句话不离本行。我再用心理学再讲一次。一个人不能够控制情绪的人是什么样的人?
What kind of person that cannot control their emotion?
他说啊，一个不能控制自己情绪的人，是要控制别人情绪的人。
This kind of person, they cannot control their own emotion, but they want to control others' emotion.
这是 Psychology Today 讲的。
That's taken from the magazine of Psychology Today.
很有道理。
It's kind of makes sense.
可是一个人在你旁边，他一天到晚想控制你的情绪，你说他会不会？关怀你。
If a person around you that always want to control you, do you think this person care about you?
你说这匹野马为什么摆在这里？
Why there's a wild horse running here?
Chuck Swindoll, 有没有听过这个人的名字？他讲道的时候，他给温柔下了一个定义。
Chuck Swindoll make a definition of the meekness.
他说，一个温柔的人就好像是一匹 stallion 野马雄马，跑得很快，很有力量，到处乱跑。可是呢，在他驯服他的人手下，接受了控制。
A meek person is like a wild horse. They can run fast and wildly, but under the shepherd's hand, it can be controlled.
当训练他那个马师把他控制的好的时候，
when the person that training the horse can control the horse,
他那个能够跑的能力一点都没有缺失。
But the horse still have his power to run.
可是他可以跑一个按照规矩跑一个很好的一个赛马的 course.
But he can finish according to the rule, finish the course according to the rule.
他仍然可以得胜。
And he can be victorious.
所以一个能够自己控制情绪的人一点不失去他的能力。
If a person that can control his, himself, that he's not lacking of any strength.
一个温柔的人不是一个软弱的人。
A meek person is not a weak person.
而不是说任何人都可以欺负的人。
It's not like everybody can step on him.
圣经上有一个很有名的人，我们称他为是温柔的人。
There's a person in the Bible that we call him a meek person.
摩西。
Moses.
说摩西这个人非常的温柔。
Moses is a meek person.
可是当以色列人犯罪得罪神的时候，摩西有没有主张？
But when the Israelites commit sin towards God, does Moses act?
摩西他有他自己的原则。
Moses has his standard.
他会发怒。
He will be angry at sin.
他会责备以色列人。
He will rebuke the Israelites.
当他下山看到他们造了金牛犊，摩西第一件事说：“你们谁是跟我的人，去把那些人杀掉。”
And when Moses come down from the Mount Sinai, when he saw Aaron and the people that they make the golden calf, he's angry and he called people to kill all those rebellions.
所以我们看到一个温柔的人，他假如他是对的，他绝不缺步，绝不让步。
That we see that when a meek person, when they are facing the when they're facing the sin, they're not lacking of strength.
可他绝对不会想去控制一个人。
He's not trying to control a person.
那么我们可以看到，谦虚的人是人之自己跟人之间的表现。
You know, the humble person that they usually show their humility when they're with people.
温柔的人是自己内心归自己的控制。
And the meek person that they can control themselves.
这样可以说是一个教会合一彼此互相关怀的一个先决的条件。
This is all the preconditions for a church that can have unity.
然后又说忍耐。用爱心互相宽容。
And then we talked about the patience, bearing with one another in love.
我们如何用爱心互相宽容？
How we are bearing one another in love?
我们不，当然不会去纵爱，对不对？
We will not indulge others.
做父母的容易对自己的子女会纵爱。
Sometimes we, as parents, we spoil our kids.
当然我们知道这句话不是这个意思。
We know that this bearing one another in love doesn't mean spoiling.
用爱心互相宽容的意思是用爱心担当他人的缺点。
And bearing with one another is bear others' weakness.
用爱心担当一个人的脆弱。
And to bear another that when they are heavy loaded.
担当一个人的苦难。
When they are suffering.
担当一个人内心的创伤。
And when they are hurt.
John Calvin 讲过这句话。
John Calvin said this.
什么意思呢？ 他这个意思是说，我们的主耶稣为我们受了多少的苦难，在十字架上，主耶稣为我们受的苦难，他担当了。那么，假如你要把现在翻一下
，OK， since it is not right, the servant should refuse what the Lord has himself undertaken.
所以换句话说，我们的主，这意思是讲主耶稣基督为我们所担当的苦难。
This is talking about the suffering that the Lord bear for us.
那么它下面的意思是什么呢？我们既然我们的主为我们这样子做，我们怎么能够不去关怀、不去担当那一些有苦难的人呢？
If the Lord bears our suffering and burden, how could we not bearing other the infirmities of others?
他讲这个的那个 context 是谈到一个好的撒玛利亚人。
This is based on the story of the good Samaritan.
他用这讲道的时候，他用了这句话。
And when John Calvin preached, he, on the Good Samaritans, he talked about this.
所以，当我们想到主耶稣为我们所担当的。
When we think about what the Lord has bared for us.
当一个人有苦难的时候。
When a person is in trouble.
当一个人有创伤的时候。
When a person is hurt.
我们能不能不去担当？
How could we not bear for them?
这就是我们要用爱心互相宽容。
This is all how we should bear one another in love.
我们不但担当他的苦难，我们而且当人家得罪我们的时候，我们不求报复。
Not only we bear another's suffering, also we, when others sin against us, we don't.
我们不去报复还不是完全。
Not only we don't revenge.
那只是一半。
That's only half.
我们还要干什么？
What else we should do?
我们还要更反而去爱那一个对你不好的仇敌。
The Lord want us to love our, the unlovable.
今天我们主日学的时候花了一点时间讨论这个问题，要爱我们的仇敌。
Today at our Sunday school we talked about love our enemies.
我们不报复只是原谅的一半。
Not on the, if we don't revenge, that's on we forgive them only half.
原谅的整体是不但不报复，反而更去爱那一个你的仇敌。
The whole of the forgiveness is we also not only revenge them, also love them.
所以我们刚刚谈到的，我们刚刚谈到的是说教会的关怀基于信徒的合一。我们现在看教会的关怀是基于信徒的恩赐。
Now we want to talk about the caring of the church is based on the gift of the believers.
我们看到恩赐的源头。
We want to see the source of our gift.
我们看到恩赐的目的。
And the purpose of our gift.
我们然后会看到如何用恩赐，我们互相关怀。
And last, we want to talk about how we use our gifts to caring for another.
所以恩赐的源头很简单。
The、
我们都知道。
The source of our gift is simple.
我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
To each of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it.
那么这里呢，谈到两点。
Here it talked about two points.
第一，我们的恩赐是从神来的。
First, our gift are coming from God.
神给我们的。
God gave us the gift.
是按照神的旨意给我们的。
God gave us gift according to His will.
不是我们赚来的。
Not we earn our gift.
不是我们配得的。
Not we worth it.
而且是神 白白的给我们的。
And God freely gave us gift.
那么另外一点呢，每一个人都有。
And everyone, every believer has gift from God.
没有一个人没有神给我们的恩赐。
There's no one that doesn't have any gift from God.
可是有人看这个经节的时候就问了一个问题。
Some people ask this question.
说为什么保罗说，所以经上说他升上高天的时候，掳量的仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人，既说升上，岂不是先降在地下吗？那这个经节摆在这里是什么意思？跟恩赐有什么关系？
Why Paul put this verse here? When he ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people. What does he ascended mean? Except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions.
他这个第八节这个地方，他是引用诗篇六十八篇。
The verse 8 is taken from the Psalm 68.
这个意思是说，当大卫写诗篇六十八篇的时候，是他占领了耶路撒冷，打败了耶布斯人。
When this psalm is written by David, when he conquered the Jerusalem and conquered the Jebusites, and he became a king of the Israelites.
那么他占领了耶路撒冷以后，神就可以在耶路撒冷做当做他的住所。
And then God can dwell in the city of Jerusalem.
那么保罗就在这里说，主耶稣基督在十字架上战胜了撒旦，战胜了死亡，他升天了。
And Jesus Christ, he conquered Satan when he was on the cross and he was ascended to heaven.
然后他升天以后，他赐给我们每个人很多的恩赐。
When he ascended to heaven, he gave gifts to all the believers.
所以恩赐是主耶稣基督得胜以后赐给我们的。
And the gift given by Christ that after he was victorious ascended to heaven.
我们每一个人都有。
Everyone has a gift.
而且我们都是白白的得到这些恩赐。
And those gifts are freely given to us.
那么我们就说了，既然我们每个人都有恩赐，恩赐已经给了我们，那么神给我们恩赐的目的是什么？
Then what is the purpose that God gave us the gift?
还有什么样的恩赐？这里讲到我们有些什么样的恩赐，这些恩赐的目的是什么啊？那么我们看这里写出来的经节，这里在我们今天的以弗所书说有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，在罗马书也谈到很多其他的恩赐。
And in the book of Ephesians chapter 4 here talks about we haveGiven that apostles, prophets, evangelists, and pastors and teachers, and also there's many more gifts described in the book of Romans, chapter 12.
你假如把这些都加起来，
if you add all these gifts together,
应该包括我们教会里所有的需要。
And it can cover all the need in our church.
我们不是只讲到说有做教师的，有做牧师的，有做执事的。
Not only we talk about the pastors and teachers and deacons.
我们有做关怀人的。
And we also have people that
我们有施舍的。
And some people are giving gifts.
凡是教会里面所需要的工作都包括在里面。
All the church ministries need are covered by this gift.
凡是教会里面所需要的都有人有这个能力做。
All our need of our church that we God already gave to His people, they can do it.
所以现在的这个问题就是说，在教会里面的关怀，也就是我们的侍奉，是每一个弟兄姐妹都要做的。
And the caring ministry in the church is all Everyone needs to get involved.
是没有选择的。
There's no, you, it's not like you want or not want to.
而不是说我们今天来到教会里面。
It's not like you come to church today.
有人说现在的教会10%的人做90%的工作。
Only 10% of people do 90% of the church ministry.
那其他的人干什么呢？
What are the others doing?
做旁观的。
Only act like a bystander.
做拉拉队。
Cheerleader.
就好像我们在家里面，我们的运动是看足球。
And sometimes my family might like watch football.
我的运动是我看人家打，不是我自己打。
And I like to watch others to play, not myself playing.
可是我们要亲自参与。
But in church, we need to get involved.
我每一个人都要参与。
Everyone need to get involved.
每一个人都要做。
Everyone need to do their part.
那有人说，我不够资格做。
And some might say, I'm not qualified to serve.
说我不能做。
I can't do it.
我问你，当神问以赛亚的时候，神怎么说的？
I ask you, when God asked Isaiah, what is the answer from Isaiah?
以赛亚第六章，神说，谁肯为我们去呢？
And in Isaiah chapter 6, God asked, who is willing to serve.
神问的是谁肯。
God is asking who is willing.
神没有说谁能。
God is not asking who is able to do it.
神没有说谁够资格。
God is not saying that who is qualified to do it.
假如你今天愿意出来侍奉。
If today you are willing to serve.
你愿意为神侍奉。
You are willing to serve God.
神会用你。
God will use you.
神会告诉你，指示你在哪一方面做什么事。
God will let you know that what area you can serve.
所以我们假如都有这一颗心，我们知道神给我们恩赐，我们都愿意出来侍奉，那神一定会使用我们。
We know God giveEveryone gift.
我们彼此都可以做关怀的工作。
And we all have gift, and God, if we're willing, everyone can participate in the caring ministry.
那么目的在什么？神给我们的目的，恩赐的目的是要成全圣徒。
What is the purpose for God giving us the gift? It's to build up the body.
要彼此互相成全。
So that we can build up one another.
我们每一个人都要各尽其职。
Every one of us need to make their effort.
这样子，目的是建造神的身体。
The purpose is build up the body of Christ.
那么我们如何用恩赐来互相关怀？
Then how we caring for one another with our gift?
这是从罗马书里面告诉我们的。
This is taught in the book of Romans.
说我们不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人的信心的大小，看得合乎中道。这是什么意思？
For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment.
我们如何按照神所分给个人信心的大小来看得中道？这什么信心？
How can we measure ourselves according to the measure of faith that God has assigned us?
你说是我信主耶稣基督是我的救主，这个得救的信心。
Is it the faith that coming from our salvation?
这个信心不是指那个信心。
This is not talking about the saving faith.
这个信心是指这里。这是什么信心？这个信心是指我们对神的看法 我们对神的态度跟我们对我们自己的看法，我们对我们自己的态度。
This is how we see God and how we see ourselves.
这种信心就是说，当我们把神看得高，
When we see God highly,
我们把神看得低，把自己看得低，
See ourselves lowly,
这个信心就大。
And we have the true faith.
假如我们把神看得比较低，我们的信心就不够大。
When we see God lowly, then we don't have faith.
我们对神看得越高，我们越会去关怀人。
When we see God highly, then we want to caring for others.
我们把我们自己看高了，我们不会去关怀人。
When we see ourselves, exalt ourselves, then we will not care for others.
我们如何把神看得越高，我们的信心就越高。
If we can see God more highly, then we will have faith that to.
通常是我们把自己看得高，我们就不可能去为神工作。
But often we see ourselves highly that we can't serve others.
所以这个信心告诉我们，对神的看法跟对自己的看法，在教会里面用这个信心来关怀人。
And this faith teaches us and how we see God and ourselves so that we can serve others.
那么这个信心不是一个静态的。
This faith is not a still, it's active.
这个会改变。
It is changeable.
你可能今天信心比较高，明天你把神看得没有像今天看得那么高。
Sometimes this faith is high and sometimes it's low.
所以这是值得我们警惕的时候。
But we need to be sober.
为什么？
Why?
下面这个就是我们的老我，它随时随地的就从我们里面潜伏就出来了。
Because
突然间今天你的自我就跑出来了。我们要常常的警戒，常常的控制。
Because our old me always want to come to seize us and want to control us, we need to be sober-minded and examine ourselves daily.
所以我们要经常警惕自己。那么这里也谈到，这个信心的增长，就是我们彼此相爱的心的成长。我们信心大的，我们相爱的心就大；我们相爱的心大的，我们的信心就大。
And also talked about in the second Thessalonians that when our faith grows big, then our caring for others growing too.
那么我们说，基督徒的成熟是教会关怀的一个基础。
And also another caring the base of the caring is from the maturity of the believers.
我们要在哪些方面成熟？
What are the area we should be mature?
什么是一个成熟的基督徒？
What is the mature Christian?
到教会来崇拜的时间多。
That the time you come to church.
读经的时间多。
And the time you read your Bible.
圣经背的多。
You memorize more of verses.
是不是就是我们成熟了？
Are these things that saying that you are a mature Christian?
可能是。也可能不是。
Maybe, maybe not.
可是这里告诉我们给成熟下的一个定义。
Here, the scripture have a definition about maturity.
四章十三节这里说，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。换句话说，我们的成熟在这里。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 13 says, Until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
在真道上同归于一。
And reach the unity in the faith. And
我们有一个共同的认识。
We have the common knowledge.
认识是什么？我们是认识神的儿子。
The knowledge of the Son of God.
什么叫认识神的儿子？
What is the knowledge of the Son of God?
你说我认识，我知道，那不对，那还不够。认识在圣经里面 不仅仅是知识上的，永远你看到认识这个字，永远包括一个密切的关系。
And knowing is not only by the knowledge. In Bible, knowing is that talks about a relationship.
在创世纪里面谈到亚当跟夏娃同房。
And in Genesis, it says Adam knows his wife.
英文的翻译 ,Adam knows his wife. 当他那个认识的意思表示他跟他有密切的关系。
This knowing means that Adam has a deeper relationship with God.
所以我们要跟神的儿子有一个密切的关系。
So we should have a deeper relationship with the Son of God.
我们如何跟神的儿子有一个密切的关系？
How can we have a relationship with the Son of God?
其实神的儿子耶稣基督就是福音的全部。
And the Son of God is the whole meaning of gospel.
那么我们认识他，跟他有一个密切的关系，我们可以再花一个钟头来讲，都不一定讲得完。
We can spend another hours to talk about the knowing the Son of God.
我只能强调一件事情，我们自己思想，我跟基督的关系如何。
I can only emphasize one, that what is your relationship with Jesus Christ?
我跟他的关系有多密切。
And how deep is my relationship with Jesus Christ?
我可以问我跟我太太关系有多密切。
I can ask how well is my relationship with my wife?
你可以问你跟邵光的关系有多密切。我每一个人可以问我跟我儿子关系有多密切。
We can ask what is the relationship between ourselves with our children.
那么我跟基督的关系有那么密切吗？
Do I have a closer relationship with Christ?
这值得我们去体会。
We need to think about it.
我们刚刚说，崇拜也好，读经也好，背经也好，灵修也好，聚会也好，这些都可以帮助我们来建立这个关系。
And we just talked about the worship and scripture reading and fellowship with others. It all can help us to build up the relationship with Christ.
那么，我们多多在这一方面来建立。最后，我们谈一点。
Last, I want to emphasize one.
我们说灵性的成熟有什么好处？
What is the benefit when we are mature in spirit?
从这些经节里面归纳出来两点。
And from the verse, I have two conclusions.
我们不再做小孩子。
So that we are no longer infant.
我们不再做小孩子，我们做什么？
And what can we be then?
我们满有基督的身量，对不对？
Since we already have the fullness of the Christ.
但是我们要尽可能的像基督，才是不做小孩子。
If we become more like Christ, then we will not be like a child.
基督徒就是要像基督。
And Christians are supposed to like Christ.
所以我们要更像基督。然后呢，我们要用爱心说诚实话。
We speak truth in love.
这一句话很重要。我们常常因为中文的翻译对这句话有误解，或者了解的不够彻底。
Sometimes, because of the English translation, we misunderstood this sentence.
因为我们中文说是说诚实话。
The Chinese here says, we speak the fact.
英文是说真理，说 truth.
But the English translation is saying speaking about the truth.
那么我们说。我们常常说，哎呀，这个人做错了，我要去劝他，那我要用爱心说诚实话，可不可以这样讲？可以，对不对？也对。可是在这里保罗讲的这句话跟这个没关系。
Sometimes we think others made did the wrong thing, that we should speak to them, tell them they're wrong. This we call it speak truth in love, But this sentence here does not mean that. This sentence means that we speak the truth.
所以保罗说，用爱心说诚实话 ，speak truth in love 是什么意思
？What does this sentence really mean？
Matthew Henry 对这句话翻译的很好，解释的很好。
Matthew Henry has the explanation of this sentence.
他说，以爱心说诚实话，是基督徒在主内真诚的相爱，就是用爱心传扬真理。用爱心传扬真理。
If the believers that they love one another sincerely in the Lord, that this is the, how they, proclaim the truth in love.
所以用爱心说诚实话，就是说用爱心传扬真理。
Is that we speak, proclaim the truth in love.
那我们怎么样用爱心来传扬真理呢
？How we speak the truth in love？
他又告诉我们了，这就是我们彼此相爱，就是这句话的最好表现。
That we sincerely love one another。
所以，我们灵性成熟的人，就会在主里面彼此相爱。
So if we are a mature Christian, that we will love one another in the Lord.
当我们彼此相爱的时候，我们就是用爱心传扬真理。
When we love one another, that we are, proclaim the truth with our life.
这就是我们的关怀。
That's
人家
how we carry.
是不是约翰福音说什么？当众人看到你们彼此相爱，就知道你们是我的门徒了。就是这句话。
In the Gospel of John, there says that when we love one another, this is the testimony that we are in the Lord.
今天跟大家就分享到以耶稣的爱作为我们的关怀。
We want to do our caring with the love of Christ.
我们如果能够在教会里的关怀有三个基础
There's three bases of the caring ministry
第一个是我们彼此之间的合一
First is the unity
第二个是我们从神那里来的恩赐用来彼此互相侍奉
The second is the gift that we use to serve one another
那么第三个就是我们要尽量培养我们跟主耶稣基督的关系。
The third is that we need to build up our relationship with the Christ.
我们越能跟耶稣有密切的关系，我们越能彼此相爱。
The closer relationship we have with our Lord, that we can love one another.
我们才真正的把神的真理。借着我们的相爱表现出来。
Then we can testify that the Lord's truth in love.
谢谢大家。
Thank everyone.